it was a feast fit for a king and a president. In a lavish state banquet hosted by King Charles at Windsor Castle, US President Donald Trump paid tribute to the special relationship between his country and the United Kingdom.
It's a singular privilege to be the first American president welcomed here. And the, if you think about it, it's a lot of presidents, and this was the second state visit. But this is truly one of the highest honors of my life. Such respect for you and such respect for your country.
And while Wednesday's dinner was not the time to talk politics, the UK's King Charles did press the case to continue defending Ukraine.
In two world wars, we fought together to defeat the forces of tyranny. Today, as tyranny once again threatens Europe, we and our allies stand together in support of Ukraine to deter aggression and secure peace.
The invite list at this royal dinner table included leaders of some of the world's biggest and most influential companies, from Apple's Tim Cook to media mogul Rupert Murdoch. It rounded off the US president's first full day of his trip. On Thursday, the real work begins. Trump is set to hold talks with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, where the two men are expected to discuss refining a trade deal struck in June. Starmer will also want to show the transatlantic bond remains strong, despite differences over Ukraine, the Middle East, and the future of NATO.